Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I am G Money. Welcome, Facebook Live. Welcome, Akaku. And welcome, YouTube. I, of course, am G Money, and I'm joined by Ganon, the horror aficionado, Format, the gaming guru, and our comic book chairman, the chairman of the comic book board. Alika's in the house as well. As you can tell, we're short a man.
Wouldn't he technically be a CEO?
He technically would be, you're right.
That's what the C in CEO stands for.
Yeah. we are short a man, and we're short Todd Bernard.
No, he's not even supposed to be here.
So oh, I know.
Why are you even mentioning the guy?
I'm just mentioning him because if anybody was
Move
watching...
Move it along. No, nobody cares.
Okay.
They probably didn't even notice until you said
That's
something.
That's true. I guess they did.
Even when he is here, we're still short a man.
We are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, first off, let's get some business out of the way first. Please, by all means, follow the Nerd Watch at Nerdwatch, Facebook.com/Nerdwatch. You can follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation. Follow us on YouTube at Nerdwatch Nation as well. Just search out Nerdwatch Nation. You can follow us on Instagram at the_Nerdwatch. And, of course, if you guys enjoy what we do, because we enjoy what we do for you, you guys can help us out at www.patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. That's patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. And, throw a couple shekels our way so we can upgrade our...
For $100, I will send you an 8x10 of me with a shirt off.
Wow. All right. You heard it here first, folks. That's not even on the list, but he's making an offer. So, fantastic. Thanks,
Dan.
$100. It's a done deal. We'll see if that happens.
Hey, we get $100 if it does.
That's right. www.patreon.com.
For $100, I'll send you a picture of Ganon with his shirt off.
Flash the Nerd Watch. And please, we want to upgrade our facilities, not our, I should say our equipment, not our facilities, our
Probably
facilities are fine, but our equipment,
yeah. What's wrong with the comic store, man?
Nothing wrong with the comic store, I meant the equipment, the cameras, the mics, and the sound equipment would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much,
He eventually wants to get a green screen to put us into the Gungan City.
Yes, that's all the shilling I want to do, except for this. I want to let everybody know that's watching on Facebook Live and on YouTube, and it's listening to the podcast, please join us this week, this Thursday. We're going to be down at the Maui Megaplex.
Unless you're watching this on Friday, in which case, don't worry.
Don't worry about it at all. If you guys happen to hear this before December 15th, please join us at the Maui Megaplex. And if you're in the Maui area, Maui Megaplex in the lovely city of Kahului, we're going to be doing the Rogue One premiere. We're going to be doing the Nerd Watch is going to be out in full force, and we're going to be doing a little costume.
Actually, I hope they already have their tickets. It's sold out already.
And the first show is sold out. Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, so if you have your tickets, we'll see you there.
There's a lot of tickets available for the other shows. I think that there's an 8 and 8:30 and 9 and 9:30, if I'm not mistaken. So,
oh, yeah. They started opening them up then.
Yeah, they did.
It was only like 20.
Yeah. Yeah, so make sure you guys check it out. We're going to be doing the Rogue One, A Star Wars Story premiere. Is it Star Wars Story? Is that what it is? Rogue One,
A Star Wars Story.
Yeah, that's right. Nerd Watch will be there on center stage, or at center stage. Uncle Seki will be...
I'm the youngest guy on this
panel. He'll possibly be giving away some.
It's not about how
Star Wars related prizes.
Actually are, it's about how old you look.
That's true. You do look older than everybody. That is true. That's awesome. That's good, Gavin. That's awesome.
I know it was.
That was pretty good.
I said it.
So we'll be giving away some Star Wars-oriented prizes and such, so please join us. We're going to be down there a little early. The first show's at 7. They're going to let people in maybe around 6:15, 6:30-ish. So please be down there early, but the sooner the better. We're going to be down there around 5-ish. So make sure you guys stay tuned and be there.
She's going to wear his Princess Leia outfit.
And the Maui Mall Megaplex. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Slave Leia.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you even say that anymore? I mean, well...
I'm gonna. I don't care.
Yeah, okay, good.
Indentured
Let
American.
Let Disney sue me. What are they gonna get?
Indentured American.
Indentured American is good. I like indentured American. That's good. Politically correct, as it were. Please join us. Rogue One premiere this Thursday. No, why do I keep saying November? December 15th. 2016. I know. Maui Mall Megaplex. If you're in the Maui area, come join us, please. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Okay, gentlemen. It's been quite a week.
Has it?
Yes, it has. From this past Tuesday, we have had a lot of insults.
It's been a series of days.
We've had a lot of insults?
Yeah, yeah. Lots of... Well, no, we've had a lot of interesting things happen. A lot of trailers dropped. We got the second season of Fuller House.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
You didn't know
that?
I've
been binging this whole time.
My
excitement
level is not really anywhere.
My excitement level's up there.
Mine wasn't there, and I've already seen the
Further Adventures of DJ Tanner Squared.
Yeah. Now that I know that Alika hasn't watched it, I will say this. We'll save that talk for next time. It is available. I ended up watching the whole second season, and not as good as the first. There are some good episodes in there.
What do you mean not as good as the first? Really?
Yeah. It's they really the middle kid. I can't remember his name. He's the middle. He's actually kind of irritating this season, and they have this overarching story with him trying to be some pushing this San Francisco commie agenda, which is weird.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? But it's just you'll know what I'm saying.
Whoa. Jackson, did you say commie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you say that?
I can say commie. Is that not
when it's in reference to San Fran, they understand.
They understand. They know what they mean. Yeah, yeah. some socialist agenda. But you know, they made it last like a good 7 or 8 episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
It was weird. I thought maybe a one-off, but it kind of this overarching story with this kid. It was like they didn't have anything for him to do. It was weird. But anyway, there were some really good gems in there as well. But Fuller House season 2 was a lot of fun overall. Okay. So
at least I got that to look
forward
to.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, this
I've been like reaching. You know what I just started because I was looking for things to watch and my Netflix isn't working. I'm using Hulu. I just started watching Twin Peaks.
Ooh,
only now?
Good show.
I've never seen it before.
It's a good show, man.
It is good. The first two episodes got me stuck.
Don't bother at the movie, and then once they saw the movie, you can stop watching the show.
Yeah, here's the thing, is that I'm a huge fan of the first season. The second season just was a total whack.
Well, it's because they resolve too much in the middle of the second season, and then they start introducing other elements that you're just like,
Yeah.
Like once they resolve the main storyline, it wasn't quite as interesting once it kept going.
Well,
don't bother with the movie.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see. That's The Fire Walk With Me, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Either that or watch the movie first. I would say
all I know is the one on Netflix. The pilot for Netflix, is that the movie pilot? Remember when it first premiered?
Oh, that's the first episode I watched. It's an hour and a half.
That's okay. That is the movie because they had cut the pilot. In later on, and they actually made it only like 45 minutes, and they didn't show the whole 1.5 hour premiere.
Netflix, it's an hour and a half.
Good. That's the good twin. That's the good episode.
Yeah, that's what got me hooked. I watched that, and I was like, wow.
That's great. Well, still interested to see where Twin Peaks will be going this coming year, isn't it? Is it this year or next year?
There's 2017
or 18?
I thought it was this next year.
I brought up something relevant. I was just
there's a new season coming.
David Lynch he's all up in that. Congratulations.
Twin Peaks, 25 years later.
Yeah, nice. Anyway, listen, before we get into all this trailer talk and all this other good stuff that's happening, let's talk some comic books. What's a week without comic books here at Maui Comics and Collectibles? At 333 Dairy Road in Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. If you're looking for Christmas, if you're looking for good presents on Christmas, this is the place to be if you're in Kahului.
If you guys want to buy me anything, just tell Swan, hey, where's Gannon's pull list?
There you go. 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. They got 25-cent comic book bins. They've got 20% off everything in the store. Am I getting that correct?
Till the end of the year, 20% off all new stuff.
If you buy my entire pull list, I'll give you an 8x10 picture of me with a shirt off.
Mm-hmm. Why are you trying to give these pictures of you with a shirt off away?
I'm trying to get free comics now.
Oh, good. Nice.
First, I'm trying to get $100. Now I'm trying to get free comics.
So, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului.
I take it the printer ran long. just gave you a whole stack of them, huh?
You make the nerd in your life happy here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. What's coming out this week on New Comic Book Wednesday, sir?
We've got Action Comics 969, All New X-Men number 16, Amazing Spider-Man Renew Your Vows number 2.
Is he getting married?
As a result of the brand new day where they annulled the marriage and everybody was very upset that Peter Parker and Mary Jane never met. Or fell in love.
Oh.
This is a Secret Wars universe where they did fall in love and they had a daughter. And so it's like giving the fans what they wanted when they initially saw Peter Parker and Mary Jane get married.
Does the daughter have a name?
Matilda.
Mayday.
Matilda Parker.
Mayday Parker.
Is it really Mayday?
Mayday Parker.
Well, her name's May after Aunt May, but they call her Mayday.
What the?
Like she's a troublemaker.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. Okay. Got it.
Grown.
yeah, really, right?
Batgirl and the Birds of Prey, number 5. Batman TMNT Adventures. That's Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, both the animated versions meeting up. So this issue 2, is Harley Quinn.
Oh,
if they keep this going, I want to see the movie versions next.
Michael Keaton and the 90s
No,
movie.
Ben Affleck and the Michael Bay versions.
Oh, man. That's probably going to be the first Ninja Turtles comic I don't buy.
That'd be pretty awesome, though. Gotta admit.
Awesome. Terribly.
Yeah, bad. Batman just mowing down foot soldiers with his Batmobile.
And then the turtles are bulletproof, so they're okay. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. Jeez, the Foot Clan.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Daredevil, number 14. DC Comics Bombshells, number 20. DC Rebirth Holiday Special, number 1.
Wait a minute. DC's doing a holiday special?
Which, kind of like, when Rebirth came out, it was like, yeah, we're focusing on the writing. It's all legit. We're trying to, like, you know, be credible with this. And then the holiday special kind of makes it like a marketing thing.
Wow, interesting.
Deadpool Back in Black, number 505.
Okay, hang on a second. Whoa. Hey, Gannon, all I can hear you is breathing. Thanks.
This is what it feels like.
At least
like
you know the mic works.
Yeah.
This is what it's like to sleep next to him.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait,
is that true?
You're
going to be complex about when I go home and sleep now.
Deathstroke, number 8.
I don't know. I didn't get my turn
yet. Why don't you record the first 20 minutes and find out yourself? Detective Comics, 946. Doctor Strange and the Punisher, Magic Bullets, number 104.
That sounds stupid.
Magic Bullets.
I'm trying to sell some comics here, man.
Marvel should help you out by not putting out lame stuff like that, though.
And substituting.
They go back in time and they kill Kennedy.
I was going to say. And substituting for Tara Bernardi.
Yeah, for real, man.
I'm not going to go on a Marvel tirade, but that does sound dumb.
Flash, number 12.
Nice.
Guardians of the Galaxy, number 15. Gwenpool Holiday Special, Merry Mix-Up. It says it here on the paper. I didn't make
awesome.
That up.
That's awesome.
Hell, it's going to sell like 18 copies.
Yeah. Hal here. Jordan. Yeah, it's going to be the most popular thing.
And he only ordered 12.
Yeah.
Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps 10. Hawkeye number 1.
That's weird that Green Lantern doesn't have a holiday special. He lights up green. He is.
I know.
What the heck?
He's the Christmas guy.
That's
Christmas
the worst guy. Thing you've ever said on the podcast.
Yeah, no.
And then the
saying.
Red Lanterns come and they murder each other. Merry Christmas, G.
Merry Christmas, G. That's awesome.
Spewing their lava all over
That's
the place.
Right.
Hillbilly number 4, the Eric Powell book. That's been a big hit. People have been loving that book.
I know. I can't find a copy in here. It's not stuck together.
It's not even that kind of book.
Oh!
Thanks for casting aspersions on
you
this.
You said they were loving it.
That makes sense why Swan was all like, yeah.
IVX number 1 of 6. That's Inhumans versus X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Where the X-Men supposedly start killing off the Inhumans or not, vice versa. I don't know. Jessica Jones, number 3. Mosaic, number 3. New Superman, number 6. Old Man Logan, number 15. Optimus Prime, number 1. Reborn, number 3. Mm. Red Hood and the Outlaws, number 5. Scooby-Doo Apocalypse, number 8. Shadows on the Grave, number 1. That's an independent from Dark Horse. Silk, number 15 from Marvel.
Yes.
Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, number 10. Suicide Squad, number 8. Supergirl, number 4. Superwoman, number 5. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ongoing, number 65. And you guys want to stay tuned because issue 68, Maui Comics, is going to have something special in store for us.
Oh, really? What are
yes,
they doing?
We'll keep you updated. What are they doing? It's me.
They're going to put you in the comic?
Do you not realize where you are, you dummy?
So Maui Comics is going to have a pretty cool announcement coming up about that.
Cool.
Totally Awesome Hulk number 13, Uncanny Avengers number 17, and Wonder Woman number 12.
Ooh.
I can't believe that Scooby-Doo thing is still
Scooby-Doo
going.
Scooby-Doo Apocalypse?
How long is that run supposed to be?
You know, people are still subscribed, so it hasn't...
I still feel like it should be called Scoopocalypse.
Scoopocalypse? I think more Doopocalypse. I like that much better.
I hate you, Greg.
You like it more because you said it, but yes. What I said was funnier. Because format laughed.
You can't mix up any words with apocalypse because then it automatically just becomes Tupacalypse.
That's true.
Ha!
We are the Tupacalypse crew, by the way.
Just to get people caught up, we got Tupac is rolling Todd listening in now.
Oh, Todd. Can we,
can we announce ourselves that way now whenever we walk into the room, the Tupacalypse crew is here?
And well, we got DJ and Jack watching.
Nice.
Jack Cook.
Here's what I will say. That list is nowhere near as exciting as when Todd sits in and comments on it just to...
I know.
Oh, he was commenting the whole time.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was
on Facebook Live, so he's... Yeah.
But nobody listens to the internet.
That's right. What is the internet? Anyway, you can check it out. 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. Christmas is getting closer, ladies and gentlemen, and now's the opportunity for you to pick up something very cool for the nerd in your life.
Independent comics. We got Amakua, yeah. Guardians of Hawaii yeah. from Chris Carvalho, guys. Mm-hmm. We got Kukui Project from Todd.
I noticed how you said it so begrudgingly. Okay.
Oh, no. I was happy to promote Todd's book.
He's happy to clear space on the shelf for
Disco
other books that
Thunder
sell better.
Groovebone, also by Todd.
Oh, my God.
We've got Exilium by DJ Calvi Khan.
Yeah, the Exilium. That's also good. So check those
Native
out.
Native Sons by Mark Gould. Sorry,
yes.
I didn't mean to keep interrupting.
And no, it's fine. It's fine. It's three... Tales
look,
from the
while we're on the independent comic trip,
yes.
I got to bring this up because I don't know if you guys have been following this on social media, but Stacey Hayashi, author of...
Oh, yeah.
I was going to bring that up today.
Of what's the name of the graphic novel? I don't want to get the name wrong. Is Tale of Heroes or...
No.
Journey
no.
of Heroes.
Journey of Heroes.
About the 442nd mm-hmm. Regiment. They have been filming their movie, Gopher Broke,
yep.
about the 442nd and... And they've been, you know, pretty steady on the social media updates, so it's been cool.
I know they just wrapped their first day. Was it yesterday?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they got shots with Peter Sinkota and Michael Ng and
yeah,
and all Van Dyske.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah, so it's That's really cool for her. Stacey's book is resonating. Gopher Broke, of course, is the name of the classic film from 1945, I think.
The original movie was actually in 1951.
Was it 1951?
I have it on VHS.
Stars Pat Morita.
Is Pat Morita in that?
Yeah. If I have my history right and I remember my movie history, it's Pat Morita is in that. I'm pretty sure.
That's a really good movie.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. That's a great movie. I love World War II movies, classic World War II movies. Anyway, so congratulations to Stacey getting that done.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't wait to hear more big. About the film, so that's a big deal. I think it's actually being funded by...
funds secured by the state.
Yep.
By the late state rep, Mark Takei.
Yep, Mark Takei. Right. It's like before he passed, that was one of the right. things that he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and cool. so it's some of
good.
That... Some of that government cheese.
Hey, at least it's going to a worthy arts project
in
the
States. Yeah,
state,
yeah
so.
For sure. Not like it's super... Well, it's actually... It's about actual real superheroes. So that's really cool. Anyway, ladies and gents, now let's get to the...
And that's our show.
The fake superheroes.
No?
Let's talk about what the heck's going on in the nerd culture as we speak.
I saw Moana, by the way.
You did see Moana? Unbelievable. Were you able to sit... Was there seats available? Obviously.
Well, it was in Kahumanu, so reserved seats, right?
Oh, of course. Was it full? Was it packed?
Yeah, it was still pretty full.
All right. Well, give us your quick review. What did you think?
It's a good kids movie.
Yep.
But you know where they say it was, I'm sorry, I'm blanking right now. Canilla Tripp.
Mm-hmm.
He said it made him proud. To be a Polynesian.
Sure.
And the only thing that, you know, of course it's a kids movie, so they just kind of focus on the voyaging aspect.
Yes.
Which is really cool. And I got like mean chicken skin in where she first finds a cave and the, you know, that song.
Yeah, that was great.
That was amazing.
How Far I'll Go is the best song in the movie, I think, in my opinion.
And yeah, that was incredible. And the visuals in the part where they go, to find the... to find his hook in that crab hole with that weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
The big giant Sebastian.
Yeah. That was weird. I did that.
It was the visuals were great, but I thought it was maybe a little shoehorned in there that it was like a tribute to David Bowie. I don't know if maybe that was how it was originally supposed to be.
I don't know.
That's what I got from it.
But then the visuals were awesome. They were amazing. But it was the song wasn't maybe the strongest. And I felt like even the characters are kind of just like running through the movie a little bit.
Yep.
But maybe they had, you know, it's a kids movie, so they're trying to keep the kids attentive. I mean, you know, we're watching this as adults and everything, so we're picking it apart.
It's true.
But it's like, for the kids, it's great. My kids were glued through the whole movie. You know, they were 2 and 6, and to keep young kids like that's attention who know the difference and everything.
There's a science involved.
Yeah, exactly. The beats were right. You know, the sidekicks were funny enough, and everything was good, you know.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, I just think the movie looks absolutely stunning.
And the part, you know, being, you know, from Hawaii, and Maui is like the Hawaiian Superman, is I feel like that was maybe the one thing that we missed is like that would have been an amazing musical number, Hawaiian Superman. You know,
that's what I told you guys before. Like,
did
Hawaiian
you say
Super-
that?
Yeah, I said the Hawaiian Superman should have been. They should have just taken that song from Iz and just put that in instead of that dumb song, "You're Welcome."
But then Disney has to pay Warner Brothers.
Absolutely, they should have for that. It would have been made. Would have made
that's
more
a
sense.
That's a hell of a ticket to pay for.
That's
yeah.
true.
And the movie would have been built around that song had they used
heck
it.
Heck yeah! And was I wrong? The one Hawaiian guy that was represented as a thief. Maui. He steals the heart of Tefiti. What a
yeah,
bastard.
But it's not like, you know, you definitely made the wrong point.
Did I?
You were like harping on it.
Did I? I was
not,
very mad.
He's not
I,
like,
I was
like,
it wasn't like he was like,
it was the very first, it's the one time I actually was offended for the Hawaiian people. Like,
and that's the other thing is, you know, it wasn't really about Hawaiians or specifically any
it wasn't,
kind of
it was Polynesian
culture.
It's about the culture.
You know, and
for
so
sure.
It was like, you know, being from Hawaii and then it's about Polynesians, you know, I just, the best part about it is how they highlighted the Polynesian voyaging spirit and how, you know, that was really good.
Yeah. In your book, what would you give it?
Give it like 3, 3.5.
3.5? Well, that's generous. Well, good for you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
But the music wasn't as bad as you said it was.
I think that.
But it was, it like, you know, as far as Disney songs and music go, and like, you're right, it seems like they're priming it for a stage show. And
it almost does, it feels like that, right?
Yeah, like they're setting, those would be like, because they're like stage show level songs.
The music's good,
giant
but
Disney
there's so
music.
Much of it that you're like, I'm not sure where one song ends.
Right. It's all like you said, it's almost like what they did to The Lion King. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what it feels like. But like I said, the only song that I really connected to was when Ali'i sang How Far
yeah.
I'll Go. I love that. That was a great song.
Yeah, she was great.
And she's the best thing about the movie. Incredible. She's the best thing about the movie. Anyway.
Too bad she doesn't have much of a career after this movie.
You know what? It's
I don't know that.
Can I tell you something?
I hate to say it, but let's be honest.
Okay. I want to tell you something. Not only is she...
She's cast in a niche movie that'll probably never happen again.
I agreed. I agree with that.
And let's face it. She's not gonna.
I tell you what, though.
I hate to say it. I really do.
The reason they keep coming back to Hawaii and Disney is a giant company is because Hawaii is it's this thing in American pop culture that keeps cycling back and like if you know I lived on the mainland for 12 years in Boston and to see how heavily mainland culture is being influenced even subconsciously without their knowing it like Hawaii sneaks in and because people just are drawn to Hawaii like in you know in their dreams and they just. You know, can't control it. They come here and they want to live here. It's Hawaii is something that's infinitely marketable, especially to people who live in places that are nowhere near or like Hawaii. You know?
Well, I think what's interesting is what Sam Campos said at the Maui Comic Con. He says one of the biggest reasons.
I can't believe I sold so many pineapple pins. That's what he said.
He did, but he also said that he was. He was wondering why I guess he was at a Comic-Con and was asked why, or he had asked somebody why Hawaii doesn't seem to be because of how unique Hawaii is. Apparently, Hollywood and media itself doesn't think Hawaii has much to offer, according to Sam Campos, which is very interesting.
Well, it doesn't.
The thing is, I think there's a disconnect in cultural communication because Hawaii is so unique that way. Like, it's the kind of culture that... It's impossible to imitate once you leave here. You can only understand it in context. You know what I mean? Like to bring when people would ask me what Hawaii is like when I was in Boston and I had nobody from Hawaii around me to help me explain, it's just like I was out of context. There's no way to just like give everybody what it is about. if you're not here. You know what I mean?
My thing is really simple. It's when you explain living here, it's as easy as this. We are the real melting pot of the United States. That's who we are, in my opinion. Because we don't have our little Italys or our little Japans or our little
Koreas. Little Manila right down the street.
No. What I'm saying is that
not New York City. It's usually known as the hub of the cultural world.
Right, and the only reason why I say this is because everybody here is not just Hawaiian. They're not just Chinese. They're not just Holly. They're not just
unless you are,
right? And that's rare. Here, everybody seems to be a little bit of
everything.
You're not just
Filipino unless you are,
right? I have. It's very rare.
Don't you remember the public library commercials?
Yeah,
I am Hawaiian Filipino.
Yeah. That's what I think is unique because we don't subjugate ourselves to groups. Like everybody's everything,
but then they do.
We don't do it here.
You're
the mainland does.
Yourself. There are like because my grandfather was the president of the American Japanese Association here on Maui,
mm-hmm.
and it's good that people are allowed to get in their groups and not be looked upon with suspicion by racist or xenophobic people. It's just like, oh, these people have this culture in common, but it doesn't matter because we also have the local culture in common, which is our meeting ground.
Right. Hawaii seems to embrace culture more than color, which is also I think is unique for us. And I don't think anybody.
Well, after a while, everybody starts looking brown here.
I think more people should take a lesson from living here in that that's, they should embrace culture more, which is really cool. But anyway, enough with the political rants. Let's get to stuff that is more.
Let's get to stuff that matters.
Yeah, that really matters.
I finished Dirk Gently.
Oh, you did? Did you? You finished Dirk Gently?
Like I said, it's almost stuff that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Wait, just let me say this.
Really matters.
Dirk Gently was really good.
Okay.
BBC America, it ties up.
They hit it out of the park?
It was good. Okay.
Those bloody Brits.
Do you know what BBC stands for?
British Broadcasting Company?
I saw it on a bathroom wall in a urinal once.
Okay. Should I tell you to stop now? Or?
Oh, yeah, maybe I should.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He's waiting to be stopped.
That's good, okay.
I'm actually surprised that's what they named their network.
Wow. The British Broadcasting Company has been around for much longer.
Like it said for a good time call.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I think we're okay, Jan. All thank right. you. Anyway, recommend Dirk Gently. It's on demand if you happen to have cable anymore. Who has cable?
Who has cable anymore? They just watch all their
watch
stuff on the internet.
Cable, stupid. Anyway, Dirk Gently has been you're finished with 6 episodes, was it? 8?
7 episodes.
Seven episodes season. So you can check that out on demand as well.
Typical British season.
I love those seasons.
We got
though.
6 or 7 episodes for you after that getaway.
Yeah, I love
right.
that.
Black
though.
Mirror is only like. 6
I love
episodes,
that.
7 episodes.
Did you see? Speaking of new television, did you see the
new television?
New television.
That sounds That's delicious.
Seriously,
that sounds delicious.
Give me new some television, mate.
Did you see that?
Netflix
dropped a trailer for a new show called The OA.
I heard about that.
That's premiering.
Isn't that where Green Lantern's from?
And
or
it's premiering.
Power?
Not OA.
Not OA. OA. The OA. I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Not
the
OA. Yeah.
They said if
in brightest day, in darkest night.
I saw a Vice article that said if you're craving Stranger Things, that the OA will fill that
the
need.
The OA is apparently supposed to be very good. I believe it is on Netflix this week.
So it's
week.
A copycat show.
It's a very different show, but it's on this week.
But different.
Also started this week on Netflix.
So it's a show set in the 70s.
I don't know.
About some
it's a
supernatural alien type stuff.
It's a
remake of E.T. without the alien.
Right. Also on Netflix, they premiered a new movie called...
It's just a bunch of kids running around.
Yeah, eating Reese's Pieces and...
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Just randomly down.
That's the name of the pod. Reese's
Pieces.
Nice.
Spectral. On Netflix as well was a new movie by
that none of us have watched.
James
so it's a good thing
Dale.
We're bringing it up.
Well, I just wanted to bring it up because it looks very good. If you haven't seen the trailers for it, because we're going to be getting
tell
the trailers.
Tell us about it. Tell us if it's any good.
Let us know if it's any good. Hit us up on Facebook.com/NerdWatch.
What show is that?
It is Spectral. Called Spectral. It's a movie called Spectral. It's on Netflix, and it is a. It is a military style. It's been described as a
James
military
Vaughn
style
fights
Ghostbusters.
This rogue agent that used to be in the MI6, right?
No, that's not the one.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, no. That's Spectre.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad.
Oh,
this
gotcha.
Is Spectral. So there's Spectre and Spectral, and we're
so
talking about
Spectre.
Spectral, right?
No,
that's not it. Anyway, let's get into more. Let's get into
Spengler.
Spengler. It's kind of a ghost. It's kind of a military Ghostbusters movie is what I've been told. So, anyway, moving on to actual movies. Let's get into some trailers that hit this week, and there have been a ton. So let's start with. Let's not start with the most obvious ones. We'll save those for later. Let's start with first of all. We got. The War of the Planet of the Apes this week.
Very subtle.
It looks so good.
I liked it a lot. I am...
Man, is Woody Harrelson in like every movie now?
Woody Harrelson
I gotta say, I don't like him in the movie.
He's like...
I'm hoping that the movie, he's... Like his... Whatever character he's playing takes hold better, but... I didn't really dig him in the movie, in the trailer so far anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Woody Harrelson isn't everything. He's like the white Samuel L. Jackson. That's what he is.
So, I love Woody Harrelson. I'm not complaining. I love him.
I do too.
Just never say no.
War of the I'm very.
It's not saying he's bad. He's always great in a lot of other stuff. But for some reason, like the character that he's playing in this new one, I'm just like.
I have to say though, knowing what we know about the universe, and the fact that spoiler, by the way, if you don't know, the apes win.
That's what I was going to say. If these are truly the prequels to the series of films that have already come out,
right.
There's no real jeopardy to what the movie's going to be then,
right?
Really.
Right, right. But then again, if we're honest, we can say the same thing for Rogue One, right?
Yes and no, because we never met any of these characters we're about to see in Rogue One.
Well, as far as Rogue One goes, I'm just tuning in to watch all those Bothans die.
There's a
I've been saying that since day one.
Yeah, that's true.
Since the first announcement.
If you have not,
I want to see all those Bothans keel over.
All the ones we're going to talk about here today are on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch, all the trailers.
Or you can just go on YouTube and look for them on your own.
Yeah, well, it's easier if you look through our will you stop that?
Oh.
I'm looking at the Facebook page.
Because I never watch any of these trailers off our page.
You dummy. anyway, War of the Planet of the Apes. I was a huge fan of both films. The last film in particular was fantastic, so I'm very much looking forward to War of the Planet of the Apes.
It's nice to have a franchise finally where the second one is actually better than the first.
Yeah, I agree.
Rarely happens.
How often does that happen anymore?
You can only name Godfather Part 2. Aliens.
But think about how long ago that was. Yeah. You know Aliens? What I mean? Like, and then you think about it in today's age, it's just like you usually just get like a first good run first film.
Right.
Empire Strikes
and the rest
Back.
Just feel like you're just building off of that.
I'm going to have to beg to differ on Empire Strikes Back.
Oh my gosh.
I have the box set VHS and I can choose any one of those three movies. And I claim that Return of the Jedi is my favorite.
Ugh.
Everybody loves Empire Strikes Back.
I love Empire Strikes
Back. But Star Wars A New Hope is the only one that I can put in the VHS every time and rewatch it. Watch it, rewatch over and over again.
I can Return of the Jedi is one that I can watch over and over again, but it's not that good. I can watch it. Watching Empire Strikes Back is powerful for me. I'm a huge Empire Strikes Back.
It's an anomaly.
And it's a powerful movie.
How often do you get movies where the bad guys where the good guys lose?
Yeah, that's right. I'm one of those guys that says that I think that that's the best Star Wars movie right next to Revenge of the Sith. I think Revenge of the Sith is the third favorite best movie.
What's the matter with you, man?
The second best movie. Yeah. I think it's that good.
A New Hope isn't sandwiched in there. What's
the nerd hope. The new for me, A New Hope actually falls, I would say, third in that one for me. I think I think it's number three for me. Anyway, talking about good second movies, Aliens was good, Terminator 2 was good. So it does happen, but it is rare.
Rare in particular to today's age.
Yeah, I mean, considering the fact that Rise of the Planet of the Apes was
because today's age is all about franchise building brand building, universe building.
Films. Right, exactly.
They're not really about second installments,
right? So War of the Planet of the Apes, if you haven't seen it, check it out on our Facebook page. Also, we got
The Baywatch trailer.
If you were here last week, we talked about that, but you weren't. So we talked about Baywatch, but more importantly, we got another movie starring The Rock called Fate of the Furious, and that hit that trailer hit, and I have to say,
I gotta tell you, you can tell they're running out of ideas series about people that just
drive.
I know
you like it.
I agree. I agree with you. I completely agree with you.
I thought you said you were digging on.
No. But no, the point he's making is very true. They are running out of ideas, but the way the way that they put them together on screen, I get it. I think is they like I said in my comments, they keep jumping the shark.
I think they've made one too many.
When you see that stupid, when you see in the trailer,
no. Well, I mean
that stupid sub come up and they're outriding. Okay, it's like oh god, okay, so but that's, crazy.
That these movies don't take themselves that seriously.
No,
and nobody that goes to watch them are taking them seriously.
No,
so they embrace that. I mean, you can't really jump on down the throat of that movie too hard.
No, you can't.
But like when I watched the trailer, I'm just like, it totally reeked of like the writers room being like, "Oh, what do we do now?"
No, you're right.
Shadow goes evil.
Yeah, exactly.
It's totally like the trailer just kind of came across to me like they really didn't know what else to do. Like.
So that's my question.
Like bringing in another villain is a little too boring,
right?
And like, right. So they're like, all right. So what if?
So here's the twist.
What if the bad guy from the last one teams up with the good guys, and one of the good guys goes bad?
Well, here's the thing: is that that's my.
Like, it's almost like bad fan fiction.
Now, when I was watching the trailer, but I was thinking
again,
to myself,
like, you don't want to get too into it because it is fast.
If
furious.
We look at the, if we look at the very beginning of that series of that franchise, right? They were criminals. Okay,
and they still are, even though they were exonerated.
Right, and they have always been criminals, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, they keep turning people. Paul Walker, his character was turned, and he turned into a bad guy, anti-heroes, as it were. So does that
like
mean in this one
clan.
Wasn't? Does that mean in this movie that he's not? Since he is already on the run and bad, does this mean that he's actually turning good?
Here's what my prediction is.
Okay, what?
Based solely on what we're seeing in the trailer.
Okay.
Toretto had a twin brother.
Okay. Evil twin angle! The evil twin angle!
They
oh, snap.
They abducted the original Toretto.
Oh.
And the Toretto we're seeing in the trailer is actually the twin brother Toretto.
No way.
And the true
Dom
Toretto,
has a twin.
And the true Toretto is like, he's in a jail cell somewhere.
If that's Ganon.
And the premise will be that they figure out that there was a twin. And I, you know what? I swear to God.
That goatee looks awful suspicious.
I swear to God, if I'm right. The producer of this movie owe me $5 million.
If that is right, man, I'm going to freak.
Or he just owes the Patty Duke show some royalties.
because straight up, like you can actually just throw that in there and get away with it because. It's kind of like Star Wars for people that
because
like
you've
race
got no respect
cars.
For your audience,
right? Got no respect for your audience.
That movie just totally again. That movie just totally reeks of like, well, what else are we gonna do?
It's called Fate of the Furious. It's directed by F. Gary Gray, the same man who directed
Straight Outta Compton. Crazy motor scooter named Ice Cube.
That's right. Friday. He directed Friday. He directed a movie called Negotiator, which is another great movie. He's had a myriad of hits. So I'm very excited to see what this Fate of the Furious holds. That's coming out in April, I believe.
I thought it was May.
No.
Either way around
it's spring.
There.
It's the spring, as it were. Also, we
spring, same thing.
We got, I guess, one of the bigger trailers of the day, of the week, has been Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got
two trailers.
One.
I didn't watch the international one yet.
Yeah, I watched both of them.
It's not much different. They just show a little bit more of the Shocker.
I imagine it wouldn't be much different.
I have the, you mean... When you said the Shocker?
Yeah, the Shocker.
I'm pretty sure
the international because he doesn't show up in the American.
Right. Because I missed that if that's the case. Because it's Vulture, right? And the Shocker? Is that what's happening?
Vulture and the Shocker.
Okay. Of course.
This is what the Shocker looks like. It's like
no, don't
stop
blur that.
Yeah. Spider-Man Homecoming. Gents, what's your thoughts? What'd you think of...
The costumes for the villains, and I hate to say this, like, give me that bad, Sony is still retaining some... Like, they didn't want
to... Oh, no, you're right.
They didn't want to waste the costume designs that they came up with, so the Shocker now has this clunky arm thing. They're like, remember how the Rhino was in that ugly robot suit? Let's make a weird hand thing for the Shocker. It's probably... Remember when he pans around the room at the end of Amazing Spider-Man 2, and you see all the weapons for, like, the Vulture and the...
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they used all that stuff in this movie. Like, the Vulture has those propeller wings for some reason.
Right.
Wings with propellers in them.
And there seems to be, once again, there seems to be a lot of scenes with flashing electricity. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell?
But all the Tom Holland stuff looks great.
I really thought that they doing the spider webbed wings was very cool.
Of course, yeah,
that was very cool. Tom Holland, he's growing on that kid.
I had no
really
idea the director of Fright Night was that young.
Stop it.
it's not him.
No, it's not him.
Oh man.
I have to tell you, I'm thoroughly impressed. I hope that more than just Iron Man shows up.
I'm not even that 100% on Iron Man being there in the first place.
Yeah. I actually kind of dig it. It's gonna be, you know why? You know why?
Here's what I gotta say about the Spider-Man movie.
He's a protege.
It's strange to me that comic book purists are not upset about Spider-Man as he's being handled in the Marvel Universe so far.
Interesting. Okay, and why is that, sir?
Nothing about Spider-Man is homegrown about him anymore. Everything's given to him by Tony Stark.
True.
The charm of Spider-Man.
Yeah, that should be driving people insane right now.
The charm of Spider-Man is that he is bit by a spider and he creates all the stuff on his own. He creates his web shooters. He makes up his own suit, you know.
Yeah, that's
he kind of fashions up his own technology. But in the film, it's like almost everything is given to him by Tony Stark. Tony Stark gives him his suit. Like, I don't know if they go so far as to say give him the web shooters, but. Well, I mean, he already has.
He improves the web
shooters. But he improves. It's reasonable to say he improves the web shooters. So I'm like, I'm surprised that nobody's up in arms over the fact that Iron Man.
Oh no, that's bothering the crap out of me.
I hardly ever see comic book fans jumping all over that movie because of that.
Can I?
It's just so strange because people get so mad when they see Batman shooting people with machine guns,
right?
But then Spider-Man's origin story being almost completely shifted.
Well, let me be devil's
advocate. To be more about another character?
Right. Let me be devil's advocate with this.
They're just excited to see Spider-Man in the Marvel film, so they're willing to let those details go.
That may
That's
be true.
Exactly right.
But here's the thing. I think there's a little more than that, and I think it's this. I think it's because of the deal between Sony and Marvel, or Sony and Disney, or however you want to put it. What they need, what Marvel is so, I guess you could say, so masterfully doing at this time, is they are integrating everything that Spider-Man has become to Tony Stark because they will now forever be intermingled in the cinematic universe.
I think you're looking at it way too
now,
simply.
But think about
it. I'm looking at it more like, okay, so now these two universes belong to each other. They want stronger connective tissue to that universe. And
right. So
Robert Downey Jr., I don't care what anybody says, he's still the primary charm and driving force of the Marvel Universe.
No, and I agree. And I'm just saying
they would rather have him in the Spider-Man movie than Chris Evans. Hence why Chris Evans and Spider-Man did not bond in Civil War because
right, of course
you want to have Iron Man in.
I'm just thinking more of a business aspect, as in like
that's what I'm talking about
from the studio aspect. You want everything that is you want Marvel to connect to the Sony one to where them coming to a point where the contract ends and going, I don't know if we should renegotiate or not. They will always come to the table, and this is possibly a way for Sony to always come to the table because now he is forever intertwined with Iron Man, and knowing where all of his tech comes from now because he has the money to do it. I think that makes, I mean, storyline wise, that makes sense for me at least.
I'm not even that big of a Spider-Man fan, but if I picture myself being a bigger Spider-Man fan, it would actually drive me insane that more of his character is so intertwined with Iron Man.
That's so interesting.
It would bother me.
It's like Spider-Man
is very self-made.
It's interesting.
And the thing is, they've actually been they've been playing that angle really hard since you know a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Through the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon and Disney.
Right.
I think Disney XD, the cartoons, are a real good weather vane for where Marvel is actually going to try to push cinematic. Because you have the Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon.
You really think so?
Yeah, those.
Oh, I'm telling the comic books, the cartoons, anything that's not the films,
they're testing
are just sounding boards to see if those things will work.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that those cartoons aren't
but
good,
but
if
you watch on. It's one of the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoons where he's on a team with Nova.
Web Warriors?
Is it Web Warriors? Yeah, Web Warriors. He,
I mean, I don't know. What
he basically
about?
Is like Tony Stark is like Charlie from Charlie's Angels. He like provides the tech and he's like, you know, a mentor to all of them.
Well, but that's again a big reason for that is because Iron Man is a much bigger in the mainstream sense. Iron Man is a bigger household name than Spider Man is now,
sure,
because of Robert Downey Jr.'s films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. And
Spider Man was the bigger deal pre 2008.
I'm shocked that you
post 2008 people are way more into Iron Man than Spider Man.
I guess what's shocking to me is that
it's kind of a shame to see it.
You don't like Spider Man that much. That's kind of a shocker.
I have a soft spot in Marvel Spider-Man, but I'm not a huge Spider-Man fan.
All right, well, let's
I'm rooting for the movie. I mean, to get back into the trailer, like, I like the 80s vibe to it. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they fulfilled the promise of a John Hughes type of feel for the high school stuff, which I really dig.
Yeah.
I really like that. Once the Spider-Man stuff kicks in, it still feels like a typical Sony Spider-Man film. There's been memes online about how every single Spider-Man movie seems to need a sequence where he has to hold something together with his webs.
Oh, the Spider-Man it looked like boat. Yeah. The boat, the ferry, or whatever. Yeah,
which it's fine, I guess, but at the same time, it's just like we can find cooler things for Spider-Man to do to display his powers. I would think.
True,
but I mean, it's a teaser trailer,
right?
At the end of the day, we don't really get enough sense of. I mean, the film just wrapped not that long ago.
There's probably
not enough footage to show to really get a sense of the context of the movie. They just want to get something out there now.
Well, I'm overall excited. I think Michael Keaton will be good. I think his portrayal, I mean, so far we see him in the trailer.
Cool to see him as a villain.
I can't wait. I'm very excited to see it. Now he's done both Marvel and DC, so he belongs in that very rare air of category of doing both.
He was Batman,
mm-hmm.
Birdman.
Yeah.
Now he's going to be a vulture.
He's going to be a vulture. Ah, man, he likes them.
You should call that batting for the cycle when you get independent Marvel and DC.
It's crazy, right?
Right?
Michael Keaton is the man.
Danny Trejo did it.
Did anybody? I think it just posted a couple days ago, and I just had a chance to see it today. Does anybody know if that leaked trailer of Captain Marvel and Thor and Ragnarok are real?
They're not even filming it.
I was going to say, that's not real, right? That doesn't look real, like, at all. But I mean, in one of the shots, Kevin Feige standing there. But I mean, they could have just photoshopped or whatever.
Okay, good.
I was just kind of curious.
An old footage from bootlegged Hall H stuff or whatever.
All right.
The new Guardians trailer, though, looks great.
We talked about that last week, and the new Guardians trailer looks spectacular.
James Gunn already came out and said that he did not pick Baby Groot to sell toys.
Apparently it was just a coincidence. Who knew that Baby Groot would sell toys? Even though from Guardians
1,
Groot sold tons of toys.
No. He,
Dancing Baby
apparently
Groot.
He's already getting criticized for that. And he did say that he had two options. One, he could do Adult Groot again, which he'd already done.
Or?
But the thing of it is like, to have Adult Groot, you have too much of a gap between the first and the last, and you want to see the growth of the group more than just to be like, all right, here's how they are now. So it was really more of you don't want to put too much distance between the last time you see him and now. So Groot was kind of the barometer for how he was going to handle that.
Well,
He does say, he's like, I'm well aware of the fact that, of course, yes, the toys are going to be the thing, but I didn't want to put too much space between the last two, between this and the last.
Fair enough. That's
which
cool.
I kind of dig. I kind of dig that he went with that approach, because when we do see sequels that were with way too much gap in between, like, we feel like we missed a lot.
Yeah. It's true.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull being a primary example of that.
No, you're right. It seemed like it was like a 20-year gap or something.
But they also talk about a lot of stuff. You're like, man, I wish I got to see that movie, because that sounds way more better than what I'm watching right now.
True.
That kind of thing.
Very true. Now, did I miss any trailers that we got this week? We got Homecoming, Fate of the Furious. We got War of the Planet of the Apes. Did we get anything else? Did I miss something that I posted that we didn't talk about? I think that was pretty much it. So a lot of good stuff to look out for coming next year already.
I'm actually kind of surprised they didn't throw another Justice League trailer out for Rogue One.
We might.
I know it's still really soon and far out, but you would think with all these other guys, you know, getting in there and throwing out all their good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Warner Brothers would be like, all right, well, we got Justice League.
Yeah. Since we're on movies, before we get into what's coming out on home video, anybody watch anything lately? Anybody watch any new movies as of late?
I watched Ordinary World. Not very nerd watch minded, but it has a lot more to do with me. Billy Joe from Green Day's in that.
Oh,
that's his motion picture leading role debut.
Interesting.
It's not bad. It oddly kind of mirrors Jersey Girl in a way.
It's weird that, you know...
It's strange that a movie would mirror a film that didn't really do so well the first time out.
See, I don't know. It's weird for me. Like, punk rock music isn't as punk as it used to be. It's weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
Because you know a lot about it.
I know
it's
a little...
It's something you travel
I study
very aggressively.
I study it extensively.
You watch a lot of YouTube videos and read a few articles about it.
It's like having a major record label band called Rage Against the Machine.
Right.
a power pop punk band is just something that gets under the skin of a lot of people's sensibilities.
But you see, the thing is that at least for me, at least Rage Against the Machine, for as much as I hated their political agenda, I always thought that they were actually controversial enough that it made me want to listen to them. You know, Green Day never felt
that way. Controversy when they have a new record coming out, man.
And I mean, you know, stuff like Bulls on Parade, and then and things of that nature. And just never, I don't know, Green Day never did that for me.
Yeah, that was really weird.
It really resonated with the jocks.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, but so was it good or eh?
It's not bad. If you're a fan of him or his band, yeah, watch it. But I think Jersey Girl is a better movie.
I think Jersey Girl is one of Kevin Smith's underappreciated gems.
I get tired of him, apologizing for that movie.
He shouldn't.
Get tired of hearing.
I think he should apologize
or make it fun of it before somebody else does.
He should definitely apologize for Yoga Hosers more. But I mean, that's a different
movie. Yoga Hosers is fine. Cop Out on the opposite end is a totally different.
That's
story.
Not his story, so he didn't. I didn't see.
Yeah,
that,
but he put his name all over it, and
that's true.
Promoted it and made a big deal to direct it. So,
what about you, Format? Anything you watched this week, or you just been too busy gaming as the guru that you are?
No, I saw some stuff. I finally saw Magnificent Seven.
Oh, good movie. Did you like it? I mean, I loved it.
No, yeah. It was really good.
Good.
It was, I mean, I've seen the original, so I kind of knew the way it was going. But, it was nice. I love the little twists and things that they threw in there.
I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I did. I was very surprised.
Yeah. I was actually, Pratt can't really do no wrong. But
right at this
Denzel,
point.
Denzel, really knocked it out of the park.
He rocked it, dude.
Which is, like...
It seems...
I was just like, oh, black guy in a cowboy hat.
No.
And he just took the role.
It seems like Antoine Fuqua knows how to direct Denzel. Like, Training Day.
Yeah.
And, Equalizer. And Mag 7.
You sure he's just not like, all right, Denzel, just go be Denzel over there.
Right?
Yeah. Just like, hey,
all
Denzel.
All right, so this is the scene.
That's right.
Denzel, you're in a Western.
That's right.
Go.
That's right. Or like,
go be Denzel.
And he's like this. He's like, Denzel, smolder. Action.
It's like he doesn't even get a script or nothing. He makes it all up.
Crazy. I'll bet you $1 million that Denzel Washington is one of those actors that's never directed.
Deputy.
He's just told when to walk into a scene, when to speak, and when to walk out.
Yeah,
that's it. Like he's not really told emotional range or anything like that. He just does his thing.
Denzel's a man.
He's probably one of those guys.
He is the man.
And I'm not even saying that in a mocking way. He's probably that's how seasoned of a guy he is. Like you don't tell him how to act anymore.
Yeah, he's already got it down pat. Well, I'm glad
he knows what he needs
to
do.
The entire cast is
crazy.
Knockout.
They're good. They were really good. That movie,
even that guy from G.I. Joe,
the new guys that are on
there,
I don't know where they're from, but they were all standouts.
That
too.
Movie had no right to be as good as it was, especially when it was released. That movie was, I think it's gangbusters. I think it's a great movie.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing else really.
Really?
Did see Hidden Figures.
Oh, yes. How was that? I wanted to see that.
That was actually really good.
Good. I'll check it out.
It's about what you'd expect.
Sure, sure.
For that, a period piece.
Yeah. Definitely not nerd-worthy per se, but it's about history
and
the space program.
It's definitely nerd-worthy.
Oh, well,
they
are nerds. They are,
the
that's
math
true.
Nerds and that's science true. Nerds will just blow up.
They'll rejoice, for sure.
It's about
that's the one about the black female mathematicians who are behind the NASA.
But behind NASA, yeah.
They are behind the NASA.
Well, not behind... For this
They're
first movie, it's just John Glenn's first trip into space.
Mm.
By the
and
way,
him
speaking,
coming back,
speaking
so.
Of that, he passed away. Crazy, man.
Right?
2016, man.
Freaking hero.
2016
Thicke.
American hero.
Alan freaking Thicke. You know,
Alan Thicke
not
is
to sound
gone.
I just saw him on Fuller House.
Yeah, see?
Oh,
Fuller
and
House.
It's like,
just
what?
Fuller
like,
House.
You know, Bowie, yes, great musician. Prince, amazing musician, yes, legendary, whatever. But Alan Thicke was like a father figure to a lot of people from my generation, especially Growing Pains was like, you were tuning into that show. And how long was that show? It was like 7 or 8 seasons.
You
it
guys
one of those
do,
long-running 80s sitcoms.
You guys do understand that he was also writing music. You know he wrote...
Oh, yeah, he wrote all of our favorite theme songs.
Yeah. This guy wrote Different Strokes, Facts of Life,
yeah.
with his, mm-hmm. I guess, his wife at the time.
He wrote Three's Company.
He wrote November Rain.
No, he didn't do that.
Definitely no, he didn't do that.
He's so good.
He did now.
He did now. Anyway, listen, it's almost time for us to get out of here.
Screw you, Axl Rose.
Before we go...
I love if Axl Rose releases a statement. Alan Thicke helped me write November Rain.
That'd be awesome. Right?
He did the guitar solo.
Rest in love.
You guys can pick up this week. Suicide Squad is officially out on Blu-ray and 4K Blu-ray.
So is Miss Peregrine's
Peculiar Children. Is that out this week as well?
I just saw it.
Oh, crazy.
A better X-Men.
Right? So make sure you guys
X-Men
check those out.
X-Men First Class Part 2.
Yeah. So check those out, ladies and gentlemen.
Literally is that.
I had an opportunity not for too long, but I ended up playing more. I've been playing more Final Fantasy, and it's really good. So
you know what I haven't played yet? They updated the demo for Resident Evil 7.
Yes, I want to play that.
I keep hearing about all the new stuff you can do in it. Uh-huh. It comes out next month, mm-hmm. So I don't know if I want to spoil it, but
yeah.
I'm anxious to get
it. It's the first time Resident Evil's been first person, I guess. So that's very interesting. I'm kind of excited to see that.
Yeah, but they're kind of ripping off the formula from other games, though.
Yeah, well, you know, Resident Evil's got to do something. It's got to get back to doing what it did best, and that was scare people and be silly.
You know, I thought
scare
it was...
Scare people and be slow.
I thought...
that's what Resident Evil did best.
I really thought that this was like a self-contained, like, new chapter, and they just washed away all the continuity and certain, mm-hmm. but they're saying it's still connected to the other stories.
Interesting. From what we've seen so far, it has to deal with some kind of Texas Chainsaw Massacre-esque style family.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see.
But it takes place in a house, so
yeah.
it's actually a Resident Evil.
I'm super excited to see where it goes from here. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We're already going to be running over just a little bit, but no worries.
Big ups to Brooklyn.
Big ups to, of course, our people that watch us. Facebook.com/NerdWatch is where you follow us. Please follow us there. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at the_NerdWatch. And follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. Do not forget to join us this Thursday. Maui, if you're in the Maui area, join us for at Maui Mall Megaplex for the Rogue One Star Wars Story premiere.
I will be less drunk.
Yeah, be there at 5:00, maybe even a little earlier because we'll be there center stage in the Maui Mall. It's going to be a lot of fun. Myself, Alika, we're giving away prizes. Format.
Todd Bernardi will be there.
Todd Bernardi will not be there. He will not be there at all.
Are you trying to keep people away? From
the He'll be there in spirit.
He will be there.
All right, Stan Lee will be there.
No, he won't be. I'm sure.
The Jedi ghost of Stan Lee will be there.
No, no, no. There will be a Stan Lee there, but he won't be the Stan Lee that we're thinking of.
Stanley Tucci.
No.
No.
No, this is the Asian guy that lives up in Wailuku.
Because only Asians can have the last name Lee.
Even
though Stan Lee himself is not in fact an Asian.
No, he's Jewish.
Huh?
He's Jewish. And that's not his last name anyway.
Oh, so the same thing as an Asian now?
Yeah, no, he's not. But he's not.
My bad.
That's not even his last name. Anyway.
What is his last name, Preto?
Leibowitz.
Leibowitz, right. That's what
he's got Korean envy. That's why he picked that name.
So,
I want the upward mobility of a white man. But...
Whatever you guys do, join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are out of time. I, of course, am G Money for Gannon and for Format and for Alika and for the henchmen behind the camera. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, when we give you our review of Rogue One. Until then, we'll
see
you.
See it.
Shut up. Aloha.
Aloha.
May the forces of evil confuse the way to your house.
So lost.